surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I hope you had a tremendous Friday, and now we're here for Friday evening, Friday night. Just helping you get your weekend started off. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And a smart speaker, all you have to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We were able to open up tonight's show an hour ago. I get started 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Miami. The Miami Heat beat the Chicago Bulls, the final score 102-91. The Miami Heat have now set themselves up for a first-round matchup starting Sunday against the number one seeded Milwaukee Bucks. We also talked about Brooklyn and Philadelphia, Atlanta and Boston. Right before the break, we talked about some of the unfortunate things going on in the basketball world, too. A young man, young prospect, a commit to Memphis, Mikey Williams. This guy was arrested, point guard out of San Diego. He has a massive following online, and who knows if he'll even make it to school with Penny Hardaway now at this point. Either. As we continue on with the show, we'll keep you up to date with the final play-in matchup, because right now in Minnesota, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they lead the Oklahoma City Thunder 57-47, and the winner of tonight's game, if Minnesota can hold on, they'll take on the Denver Nuggets as the eighth seed going up against Denver, number one. So we'll keep you up to date there. In a few minutes, I want to tell you about the Dallas Mavericks. It seemed like they got slapped on the wrist today by the NBA for a little bit of tanking, or a lot of tanking. Ron Rivera sounding relieved that Daniel Snyder will be moving on from the team. And then we have more playoff matchups that will be taking place over this weekend. And I might as well fill you in now. The Tampa Bay Rays have finally lost a baseball game. They have. Tampa Bay Rays are now 13-1. Yeah, I didn't think they were going to go 162-0. That'd be something to talk about then, wouldn't it be? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we hear from some members of the Heat, let's talk to Jack. He's calling from Toronto. He's been waiting patiently throughout the break. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going, JR? How's it going, Sheps? I won't take up too much of your time, but the reason all these young men are getting in trouble and getting like twined up in these situations is because like every year that goes by, social media evolves. Everything evolves. It's not like before where you didn't have to prove yourself 100, like every hour of the day. You have to prove yourself to your fans, your audience, that you're like tough and this, and nobody wants to be looked at like a baby, right? It's like everybody wants to be tough and like they had a hard upbringing. I just think that it has a lot to do with social media and the fact that you have all these eyes on you at such a young age. You know what I mean? But I hope that everything works out with Mikey Williams. And if he did do the things that they said, which we don't even know if the charges are going to stick. You know, I hope he learns his lesson from this. And if he's innocent, then I hope he gets,
Yeah.
But yeah.
I hope he's freed and exonerated. Well, he was booked, and thank you so much, Jack, for calling from Toronto. I agree with everything that you just said. And this isn't anything new. It's just a much larger flashlight put on just about everybody with social media. You know, keeping up with the Joneses isn't just so much about, you know, your next door neighbor or the person across the street anymore. Keeping up with the Joneses now applies to complete strangers. And it's an interesting world. A big portion of our economy and society is based off of e-commerce. It's based off of advertisements. It's not just a magazine. It's in your cell phone. It's on your streaming service. I mean, any place that you can put eyeballs or you can put ears and people can consume, things are going to be sold. And so we have professional athletes who take advantage of that and sell themselves just like everything else. I'm here as a result of online. 80 million views watching me talk about sports. That's what got me here. At the same time, I'm not running around allegedly pulling out guns and shooting at cars. And so Mikey Williams, he was booked on suspicion of 5 felony counts of assault with a deadly weapon. And the San Diego Sheriff's Department says that he is likely to face just one charge. Memphis, the Tigers, Penny Hardaway, they're kind of just what you would expect them to say. We understand what's going on, and we'll just wait out the process of what will take place. And that's the world that we live in right now, unfortunately. And speaking of Mikey Williams, he's not even in college, okay? Right before we went to break as well, we talked about Sean Kemp. And we know that it was just a little more than a month now. On March 8th, Sean Kemp was arrested, former Seattle Supersonic All-Star, slam dunk slaughterer. He was arrested after shooting in a mall in Tacoma. He went to go pick up some goods that were stolen. He tracked them. He shot at the alleged perp who took the stuff, and now he's being charged here. And officers are saying that before the shooting, Sean Kemp wrote, "I'm about to shoot this blank." And I'm sure that didn't help his cause. And Sean Kemp, they're saying that he wasn't necessarily shot at, but he was the one who, got out of his vehicle and decided to go out there and do the shooting. And so we'll see what takes place with Sean Kemp. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Richard is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
My brother from another mother. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to get it back together. Left Henry County. Mom's doing fine.
Good.
As far as what's been happening with these young folks, well, it's sad. I mean, you got a whole life ahead of you. Now you got to throw it all away. For what? What's the point? Just like the gentleman in Alabama got involved with a murder case. I mean, it's futile. And then on top of that, Jalen Carter. Come on, man. You even was there. And it's sad.
You're talking about Brandon Miller from Alabama.
Yes.
Who dealt with that shooting, right?
Right.
And then he said he claimed, they said that he didn't do anything. He was just a witness. And then you have Jalen Carter here from the Bulldogs who, now he's kind of trying to lay low to still get drafted high. I don't know if Jalen Carter's situation has so much so to do with social media as it does it's making just dumbass decisions. And like, for instance, last night we had a whole conversation about alcohol sales at Major League Baseball games and
they
whether
were
or not
about that on 92.9 The Game about that, especially with the Braves. I mean, wait until the last 45 minutes to stop sales. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, well, the Battery is a prime example. Here in Atlanta, you can go to a Braves game, and it's built into like a mall-like, also living complex. You can walk right out of left field and walk right into another bar outside the stadium. You can walk into the hotel right next door. So, yeah, people – look, if people are going to make ridiculous decisions – and thank you, Richard, for calling from Atlanta. Pleasure. Call more often, okay, Rich?
Hey, look, when are we going to go to that United game?
I mean, when they tell me I can have a day off.
Okay, well, I'm off on weekends now.
Okay, you're better than me.
I'm working with the VA now, VA hospital.
Okay, you're at the VA. Well, listen, Rich, shoot me an email, okay?
Okay, I'll shoot you at
Please
Twitter.
Do. Okay, thank you much, Rich.
You're welcome. It's good to hear from you, my brother.
All the time. Thank you, Richard, for calling from Atlanta. Look, if people want to do dumb things, they're going to do it. You could be Mikey Williams, who hasn't made a dime in the NBA yet. Or you could be Ja Morant. Let's think about this. We got levels here. You have Mikey Williams arrested. Okay, that's it. Just arrested. He's out on bond, and he'll be back in front of a judge, and I think as soon as next week. Okay. We have Ja Morant, who's been in so much you-know-what, it almost cost him his career in the NBA, and now he's trying to counter-sue the young man who he punched, you know, just to kind of lessen the blow financially for himself. It's just about legal intimidation. And then I just told you about Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp is not 17 years old. Sean Kemp is not Ja Morant. He's not running around at 23 years old. Sean Kemp has lived a full-ass, difficult life. Sean Kemp is 53 years old. He has seen it all. He has done it all. He's been high. He's been low. Unfortunately, he's been a little too high. He's been real, real low. And you haven't heard anything about nothing but him and his businesses. And now we got Sean Kemp here. You know, they're saying Sean Kemp has the charges pressed against him for his work. And just about all of these scenarios, I can tell you what is a common denominator. All these videos. Camera phones are everywhere. Sean Kemp is in HD 4K firing a gun and dropping it into some bushes, man. Ja Morant he's holding a gun in an Instagram live. What is he doing? What is it? Are they sprinkling? Yeah, I guess this stuff is addicting. I answered my own question. Like, this stuff is worse. This is worse than caffeine. This is worse than, I don't know, chocolate or food. This is worse than anything else that you can be addicted to. The quest for fame, the quest for validation, for a pat on the damn back, for a stranger to tell you how you feel about yourself or how you should feel. It's not going anywhere either. Kane is calling from Washington, D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kane?
What's going on, J.R.?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Shep asked me to screen a call. My opinion of these things aren't anything that's sad. Because sad is something that happened that's unforeseen, that there's a tragedy. You know, something, someone's parent or family member in a car accident, that's sad. This right here, you hit it nails on the head. You hit it. You said the quest for fame. Because they said that Sean Kemp, before he did it, he tweeted out, I'm about to shoot this person?
No, Sean Kemp reportedly, allegedly, sent a text message that he would. Not a tweet, but a text.
I apologize.
Yes.
He sent a text message out. You got your man on camera up there, Ja Morant. And see, when Ja Morant did the interview with Shannon Sharpe, he had the look on his face like, I knew exactly what I was doing. I was doing it because I wanted to, not because I got some mental problem, but just because I'm an a-hole. Just like, and your boy down in Alabama, I'm glad your caller mentioned him. I'm from Southeast D.C., and that guy, he was from here. There is something about the guys from this area that when we go somewhere else, we got to carry that Southeast D.C., Northeast, Uptown attitude with us wherever we go. And We done had so many great athletes from this area people never know because of stupid stuff just like that. I mean, so many that would have made the pros. And they take this mentality everywhere they go. I got to let them know where I'm from. I'm a Southeastern. I'm no. And it's like, you're doing that, but you're going to get away from this so you can earn money and make millions. Why do you want people? Who cares about that?
Like, yeah. Well, I don't think that's something that's exclusive to the DMV or the Mid-Atlantic or the Northeast. We just talked about Mikey Williams, who's from Southern California out in San Diego. So it's prevalent everywhere, and this is something that is so much bigger than sports. It's the desire to be seen. The professional athletes, and let me not even say the professional athletes, and thank you, Kane, for calling from D.C. It's not even the pros. It's anybody. It's having to kind of teach and tell your kids now that, hey, yeah, they're dangerous. When I was a kid, it was just like, hey, be careful when you go outside. This is what you don't want to do. Come on now. Don't talk to strangers. Beware of this and beware of that. Be cognizant of where you are and who's around you and who you're with. That idea has completely gone out of the window when it comes to social media. Are parents having conversations with their kids about, hey, you shouldn't really care about what the stranger says on Instagram. You shouldn't worry about what this knucklehead is saying or doing on Twitter. But can parents really say that? I can run up and down Facebook right now. We have grown-ass adults. I don't care what age you span or range from. We have grown adults. If you want to call an adult someone running from 18 all the way up to, I don't know, 80 to 90, we got people of all ages running around talking crap to each other, looking for validation, whether it's posting photos or arguing a particular point. It's not just a young person's issue. It's not just a professional athlete's issue or a basketball player, a football player, a baseball player. It's a human issue. Everybody out here just talking crap to strangers, looking for a pat on the back, trying to prove a point. Just so happens that these dudes, they're millionaires. They're famous. They're not sitting at home on their couch. They're not sitting around at work. That their mistakes and their quest for validity, regardless of how famous they are, their mistakes got the big old flashlight. Yeah, but we know this. Social media, doesn't matter if you are Mikey Williams, doesn't matter if you are Ja Morant, doesn't matter if you're Sean Kemp. Technology and social media, I was putting that flashlight up. And it's not ever going to change. The world is moving. It's going to be doing this past me, past you, past our kids. It's going to keep going. It ain't getting better. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. The Thunder trying to stay alive here against the Minnesota Timberwolves right now in this game to get the eighth seed in the West. Minnesota leads OKC 70-62. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side here at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
All the differences of opinions, all the difference of backgrounds, and yet I believe all of us and all your listeners, yourself included, we can do this and always be friends.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, Houdini said it. Your friends, how many of us have them? Me, I got a lot. I think. Yeah, everybody's my friend. Everybody listen. Even if you don't like me, you're my friend too. Look. Oh, by the way, I mean, a lot can happen in a commercial break. Minnesota Timberwolves just went on a 9-0 run in about 2 minutes. Minnesota now leads Oklahoma City 79-62. About 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Minnesota going on a run. They want to take on the Denver Nuggets. Good for them. I'll keep you updated on that game as it continues on. Meanwhile, right before we went to break, and even earlier on in the show, I told you about Miami beating Chicago. Miami will take on the Bucks. We'll get some more of the actual playoff action and even get into the Dallas Mavericks. But there's a problem. Not just a basketball problem, a societal problem. Just in the span of 24 hours, you might not be familiar with Mikey Williams, but he is a high school basketball phenom, okay? He's supposed to be going to Memphis to play for Penny Hardaway, and he was recently arrested out towards San Diego, gun charges, felony assault. Someone matching his description fired at a car with five people in it, and it's not clear whether or not he was the shooter. He's facing five charges. He may actually get hit with one. We got to wait for the details and the particulars here. Meanwhile, I told you last night, we know about Ja Morant and his many issues, and now he's back to playing basketball. It's been revealed that he is countersuing the young man, the 17-year-old, then at the time, and his family, which to me is just a matter of, I have more money than you. You need to start switching up your story and just go away. And then, just a few hours ago, we learned that Sean Kemp, former NBA superstar, he's actually being charged in that parking lot shooting from last month. You know, they're pretty much saying that this wasn't a matter of just self-defense or getting his stuff back, but that Sean Kemp had an intent to go out there and, you know, take his gun and get his stuff back. And it says that he sent a message, doesn't say to who, but he sent a text message to someone before the shooting where Kemp said, I'm about to shoot this blank. And so if you saw the video, yeah, it's not looking all that good for Sean Kemp. And it's just sad. So whether you're in high school, you're an active NBA player, all-star, or you are a retired player in your 50s, it's a hard-knock life out here, right? For the younger dudes looking for validation, and they already have fame, already have money, but just still need to, I guess, to be cool, get a pat on the back. And then for Sean Kemp, I mean, damn, I guess there's too much machismo. Like, they took your phone, you had to go and vigilante justice out there? Nothing in your brain said me pulling up with a gun and shooting it is going to end up with me going to jail? I don't know. It's a wild world that we live in. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jameson calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Go ahead.
It's the media, and what I mean about it, especially the African-American culture, the media takes gunplay, drug violence, and all of that, and they glorify it in black culture, the rap music and all of that. They glorify it. And Ja Morant, Mikey Williams, they're young men who hang out with rappers and stuff like that. And that's where a lot of this is coming from. I mean, we got to go back to, I remember Malcolm X said the media is one of the most powerful entities in the world. And they've taken a lot of the negativity in the African-American community and they glorify it. Even down to the movies, BMF and everything. It's about drug dealers and calling women the B word and whatnot. And that's what a lot of these young men see.
Yeah, I would go beyond that, and I wouldn't necessarily pin it on the media because that is so wide arching and wide reaching. There are a million reasons, tons of them, that would take days to go ahead and drill down into. But I would agree with you. There is a glorification. I wouldn't put it on the media now, all on the media. But there is a glorification and a reason where people want to go ahead and feel that they need to live up to a certain thing or that they need to do a certain thing. It's much more complex than just, well, this is what they put in a flashlight on. Why is it that way? You know, what happened before that? Why is there a need to do such things? 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you. What's up?
I just want to get your opinion on how far you think the Nuggets can go in the playoffs and if Jokic is deserving of another MVP for the third year in a row.
You know, a few weeks ago we had this discussion, and then I was kind of leaning towards Jokic to win the MVP, and then Jokic kind of sat down. They were worried about his calf, and they sat him down. And so I believe that Joel Embiid is going to walk away with his first MVP. And Jokic, hopefully he goes into the playoffs this coming weekend against, it looks like, maybe Minnesota, and that he's healthy. When it comes to the overall Denver Nuggets team, I don't think they play enough defense. I would not expect them to be the team to come out of the West. There are teams that I think that are more experienced. There are teams that are also hurt. Like, we can look at pros and cons for every team in the West. In Denver, they're really going to have to come out with a showing. I'm not expecting. I don't know who's coming out the West. But if you told me that it ended up being, I don't know, was this maybe Golden State, if Golden State had to take on the Nuggets, I would tell you I'm going to go ahead and pick Golden State. So the West is a little bit more even across the board. I'll tell you this much. I'd be shocked if Denver won a championship this year. I don't expect it.
Thanks for taking my call again. Have a good night, bud.
No problem, Brian. Thank you for calling from South Carolina, without a shadow of a doubt. George is here from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up, JR? How's it going?
Very well. What's up?
Yeah, I spoke to you before the Heat game against Atlanta, and I actually called back. You were off.
I know. We've spoken a few times. What do you have to say tonight?
Yeah, listen, just, you know, proud of the Heat, obviously, and especially my man Jimmy Butler. He came through when it counted, and we're in. But I wanted to hear your thoughts, because I know you call it the way it is, your thoughts on this series against Milwaukee, and just realistically, do you think that
one or two games, Miami wins one or two games and the Bucks move on?
Yeah, I hear you.
If the Heat push it further than that, then good for them. But there's a talent discrepancy. I mean, we see that as plain as day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But the one thing I will tell you is that the Heat showed defense. I know it was against Chicago. I get it. But a defense that's really the identity that they've really always.
Yeah, they don't quit.
They don't quit.
That's a nice quality to have, but ultimately talent will win out. That's why I'm going to give the Heat, I'm going to give them a victory or two. That's it. I ain't going further than that. Their own head coach, Eric Spoelstra, he agrees with what you just said, but I don't think it's enough to win them no games. This is what Eric Spoelstra had to say after the victory tonight. Take a listen.
Man, that's the part that I love about this group. Even when there's some frustrating times during the season, I know how badly the guys want to win and how much they put into it. And it was just great to see, you know, that competitive spirit. It was a classic old school Eastern Conference game. There wasn't a lot of open shots. It was just ground and pound.
Yeah, you can badly want to win, or you can badly want anything. That doesn't mean that you have the means to go out there and get it. And unless, and this is sports, I mean, injury can change things and someone can just have a series out of their mind. It's more likely than not. Let's be real here. Miami Heat fans know this as well. The Bucks are favored in this series. And all things considered, outside of the things that we cannot control, Bucks are going to win this. Nate is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Nate.
What's going on?
What you call for me from a fax machine? What's up?
I apologize, my man. Now, I don't think enough highlight has been spotted on this Dan Snyder being outed in D.C., man. This dude for 20 years has just been an absolute clown. Like, you know, I mean, everything he's done, I mean, it was just a glorious day today when everybody found out the news, man. Everybody went crazy.
Nate,
it was a long time coming.
Nate,
I know y'all spotlighted it yesterday and everything, but
yeah, we spent an hour on it. What else are we supposed to do?
Nah, but definitely, man. I mean, but on the other stuff, man, with the Instagram Live and all that stuff, man. I got one for you. It's worse than crack. You know, it they're addicted to it. You know, the fame and trying to be popular. You know, that you know, it's criminal. And that's what Dan Snyder been getting away with for years. Everybody with money, they think they can do whatever they want. And, you know, it's just a shame. You know, people do, like the guy said before me, you know, people need to get these young men a year. And, you know, and hopefully this new ownership will, you know, bring a lot of pride back to D.C. You know that team meant a lot to a lot of people. And I just wanted to, you know, quickly just, you know, highlight, you know, what a scumbag that guy was and taking advantage of people. And
yeah,
we've been
saying it here. We've been saying it here for years. I don't know who else you listening to, but here I think I've called him worse. I appreciate you, Nate. Good luck. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate you. Yeah, Marco, there's only but so many words I could call somebody on the radio, right?
This is true. We got to be careful with certain words.
Yeah, certain words. Shep, have I said anything too far? I get close, but not. I haven't gone over, right?
You have never crossed the line, JR, no.
Good. I cross the line when the microphone is off, but not live here. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will cross no lines, but we will entertain and inform you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Man, I'm good. I'm so excited to be on your show. I listen to you every night on my way home from work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I appreciate that. I really do. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get back to your calls momentarily. I think we have an answer here for the final playoff spot in the NBA in the Western Conference. Minnesota, they are leading OKC 98-80. It's about 9.5 minutes left in the game, and OKC cannot hit the broadside of a barn right now. I know both teams pretty close to 500 throughout the course of the season, but Minnesota is making their shots, and OKC is not. That's the most Magic Johnson-esque analysis that I can provide to you right now. So I'd say we're minutes away from having a complete field here in the NBA playoffs with this final spot remaining. Before we get back to your calls, I'm going to do that momentarily. One of our callers in the break prior, he just wanted to put in more 2 cents about how terrible of an owner Daniel Snyder was or is or soon to be former owner of the Washington Commanders. And today, the head coach of the Commanders, Ron Rivera, he spoke with USA Today. And I'm, I guess, a little surprised at his comments. He was asked about the sale being in the process. He says, kind of relief as to how he's feeling. It really seemed like a load was lifted because everybody was on pins and needles for the last couple of months. You kind of wondered what was going to happen. Wow. Even Ron Rivera, the guy who kind of takes care of his checks, he's kind of glad that he's gone, being on his way out the window. Hopefully whoever comes in and replaces him and then replaces the maybe upper management, maybe Ron Rivera will still have his job into the future, but right now he's relieved. Even he's relieved that Daniel Snyder is basically on his way out. At the top of the hour, speaking of owners, we're going to talk about Mark Cuban, the Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk about this game between Minnesota OKC. We'll look at the playoff picture. But now I'm going to talk to you. Let's go to B, calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, B?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, with that Mikey situation, was that in Cali?
Yes, out towards San Diego.
Oh, well, that's a different line. That's gang line, so you never know if he had a wild partner or whatever. But Ja,
we don't know too much of anything, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I'm not even going to talk about it. Young people in gang line is a different story. Ja, he just dropped the ball. He was going to be the face of the league, man, when LeBron leaves, but he want to be a part of the Memphis. He really want to be a Grizzly in Memphis, which don't make no sense. But with Sean Kemp, I mean, 53, life's so tough, man. It's something small could have just pushed him over the edge, and the small thing was a cell phone, and who knows with that, man. Unless you live life, you know, you experience small things that take your cool away, then I'm not going to call him a dummy, but it just seemed like life is just full of the same thing, making mistakes. So, but my question to you is, you think OKC too young to, for the dance right now?
No, it's not about OKC. Well, they're on their way to being eliminated right now. Yes, if you say too young for the dance, they are too young. They're not experienced. They're not talented enough to win a damn thing, but they're in the process of doing so. They have an all-star in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You can look at Josh Giddey. People are going to learn him. He's a future all-star. We haven't even seen what's the young man out of Washington? Shep, what's his name?
Yeah.
Which guy?
Oh, the tall, skinny guy that's going to break into pieces.
Oh, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren. Yeah. So, yeah, B, you asking me if OKC is ready for the dance. I mean, they're here. Well, almost. They're going to be fine in the future. They have a bright future.
Yeah, I was talking about right now. I'm thinking they're just too young to party. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is a part of the process. I think next season there will be full expectations that they continue to get better and actually make the playoffs without having to go through any type of plan. Absolutely, B. Thank you for calling from Baltimore. Let's go ahead. Talk to Kevin. He's from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
JR, what's up, my guy?
What's on your mind?
Hey, look, man. You one of the nicest on this radio platform, man. I got a question for you. How you feel about Ert DaCosta as a GM, and what are your thoughts on the Odell Beckham?
I don't have any problems with DaCosta as a general manager because I don't think he's going around making sole decisions when Ozzie is still a part of the organization. And when it comes down to Lamar Jackson, man, I'm in the same boat as you. I'll tell you this. I believe Lamar Jackson will be back with the Ravens. Is he going to be back on a long-term deal? I'm not so confident on that, but I do believe Lamar Jackson will be back throwing passes to Odell this season. I believe that.
Okay. Good looking, bro. Talk
no doubt. You. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you. Rachel is calling from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rachel?
What's up? I'm calling actually what you said before about the quest for power.
Yeah, people look for it all the time, sure.
It's the ego. It's the ego that drives that all, right? And about, like, monitoring social media, the parents don't monitor it because we don't know what to monitor, right?
I wouldn't say so. I think...
No?
No. I would say our parents, yeah, we got callers here. If I say we have listeners here, I can tell you about it. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Rachel, do you know what a Discord is? Have you heard about that?
I've heard of it, but right. No.
Sure. And there's always going to be things that younger people are familiar with that older people don't know, and there's always going to be things that younger people aren't familiar with that older people deal with. But there's some commonalities here. A lot of it is rooted in technology and a quest to be seen. And it's not just to be seen in high school. It's to be seen on a phone, on a social platform. And I think the theme is the same.
A lot of people say rude stuff when they have no threat of being punched in the mouth.
Correct, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we saw Rendon grab a human being by the throat, and we heard about Bradley Beal getting ready to slap another dude. Yes.
I just mean people say mean things to another person when there's no
repercussions.
You know what I mean? You know that you're not going to get retaliated against.
Yes.
Back in the day, we used to have a fist fight and then buy each other a beer, right?
In some cases, yes. Some.
That's just, it's kind of a metaphor, but
I understand.
Now, when it comes to Lamar Jackson, though, I think most definitely he'll be in Baltimore, and I think he's a bit of an idiot for representing himself, for one, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, it's so far it looks like it might be proving itself to be true. We're going to find out.
I know, right? I like him as a quarterback. I do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rachel. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
No doubt. Right. Rachel calling up from Canada, putting in her two cents about the Ravens. Okay, I'm fine with that. I never got into a fist fight with someone and decided to grab a beer with them, but that's just me. Most times I see things end like that. I'm going the other way, minding my damn business. What's the score look like? The season can't end soon enough for Oklahoma City. Oh, my God. Third quarter, they can't score a point. Minnesota leading 109-80. Go ahead and punch the ticket. Minnesota Timberwolves are going to take on the Denver Nuggets in the first round. And I'm going to watch all these games, man. This is just a matter of time here. The Miami Heat win their game against the Bulls. They'll take on the Milwaukee Bucks. Minnesota Timberwolves about half a quarter away here. There's no miracle, right, Shep? This is over?
This is finite, yes.
Yeah, this is done. Now, Oklahoma City, if you ask me, they have a brighter future than the Minnesota Timberwolves, at least for right now. But for right now, this moment, Minnesota is about to grab the number 8 seed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break when we come back. I'll get some more of your calls. I have to tell you, since somebody mentioned Daniel Snyder, I got to tell you about Mark Cuban. Not in the same lane, but man, he owes the NBA some money. I'll explain.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.